And so it starts from the heart. It's Max and Lou. What do? The podcast show. What's up, guys?
Max and Lou, episode 2. How are you? Motherfuck, Jesus Christ. Okay, so this is great. This is a podcast where we talk about whatever the hell we want.
Basically.
I have a topic that I'm just specifically very excited for. We're going to also be talking about Alita, Battle Angel.
You should come closer to the mic, because you're like 3 feet away.
Alita Battle Angel. Fantastic movie. We will be discussing it, although not agreed by everybody. I don't know if you know that.
How much should we actually discuss, though? Like, are we, like, just flat out spoiling?
That is a
it's
good
not
question.
It's not something
I don't
that's
think so.
Frowned upon.
I say we try not, just...
That's going to be hard.
A little bit. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll talk about it for a bit, and then we'll go into a spoiler time, and we'll talk about that for... We'll give ourselves a time limit, you know? And people can skip ahead if they would like. But, so the first piece of news, and this came out today, by the way. This is fresh off the print. There is a new animated Scooby-Doo movie coming out, and it is going to be coming out in theaters.
When you say animated, you mean, like...
I don't know.
Cartoon?
I don't know if it's going to be, like, Despicable Me, like,
CGI?
You know, Pixar type, or if it's going to be drawn, or look drawn.
This could be good or bad.
But here's the thing, there's a very big twist to this. Is that Warner Brothers announced that this is going to be building a larger Hanna-Barbera universe.
Zoinks.
And you know Hanna-Barbera, yeah.
Those are cartoons.
It's pretty much like a bunch of different cartoons are in it.
Isn't it like Wacky Races?
Yeah, this is the premise for, this is the plot on IMDb for this movie, is that the Mystery Inc. gang join forces with other heroes of the Hanna-Barbera universe to save the world from Dick Dastardly and his evil plans. And Dick Dastardly is the guy with the dog, Muttley.
Yeah, we were just talking about him at work yesterday.
Yeah, so he's going to be the main bad guy that...
That's so weird.
...that Scooby-Doo and the crew go against. and it says that his evil plans, this time, they are told that the threat is real. So it's not going to be a guy in a suit. It is actually going to be real threat, but, you know, whatever. It's a movie, so
hey,
they got to do it.
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island was a real threat.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. It's like, they made it so it's not just someone being a terrorist. So, Will Forte is going to be Shaggy, and he's never been Shaggy before, so that's, we'll find out how that goes. He's never voiced Shaggy. Apparently, there's a little bit of controversy. The original guy didn't get noticed at all. Like, didn't get notified that this movie's coming out, and he didn't get the role. The role of Scooby is coming back. I didn't find anything that talked about Fred, but the guy who plays Fred has never not been Fred, except the live-action movie. He's always been the voice of Fred.
So, really?
Yeah. Fred, since, like, he's always been the same voice. He's an old motherfucker, too. Gina Rodriguez is playing as Velma. This is her first time, too. That's all the news they gave for the characters, except that Tracy Morgan. Do you know who Tracy Morgan is?
No.
I think you do. He's the black guy who got in an accident.
I thought it was a woman.
Tracy Morgan.
What is he playing?
He is playing Captain Caveman.
I don't even know who that is.
This is Captain Caveman.
Oh, I've seen him before.
Yeah, so now, this is like the old school Hanna-Barbera shit.
Yeah, all the stuff that plays on Boomerang.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost everything from Boomerang that you can think of.
Speed Racer?
Actually, I didn't find that. I looked through a list. This is Tracy Morgan.
Okay, I've seen him.
Alright, so he's gonna play the Caveman. That's the only thing they announced, really. But the thing that I want to kind of talk about is the fact of how many motherfucking characters that Hanna-Barbera has and the different characters that they can bring in. And if you, I have some here that I'll pull up if you don't know what they look like, but we know a lot of them. So Yogi Bear and the Yogi Bear universe, there's a chance.
Wasn't there a Yogi Bear movie?
Yeah. Yeah, like live action. Snugglepuss. You know who Snugglepuss is?
Ooh, I do, but I don't. What's he from?
I don't know if he's from his own thing, or if he's a part of
a cartoon.
Let's see. Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Quick Draw McGraw.
You remember he's the horse?
Him. Yeah.
So this is Snugglepuss.
Where?
The pink.
Oh, I thought it was Pink Panther.
No. A Pink Panther, though. They own Pink Panther. They have Wacky Races, Tom and Jerry, Quick Draw McGraw.
Tom and Jerry?
Yeah. Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
You remember Huckleberry, the blue dog?
Yeah, yeah. I remember him.
Space Ghost. Now, I honestly... What? I think that Space Ghost is going to be in this movie.
I was just this guy. I used to think Space Ghost was like an adult show.
Honestly,
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Or is it Ghost to Coast? There is that, like...
Yeah, Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
There's that green... That green...
Yeah.
His green... He worked, like, his soundboard and stuff.
Yeah, Zorak.
Yeah.
And fucking... And then the weird red guy with the blonde hair. The weird masked guy. Brack. Sure.
What about Jabberjaws?
Dude, I think... Yeah, I think...
Show was the shit, dude. Shark in a Band.
Yep. Dude, and you know what's... I couldn't find anything about Archie... But do you know the thing is that the reason I know about Archie in Riverdale is because that's the creation of Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
And then they played that on Cartoon Network. You know, like a fake cartoon, Josie and the Pussycats. You ever
well,
see
Josie
that?
And the Josie and the Pussycats were on an episode of Scooby-Doo also.
Yeah, and they're not real. They're only cartoon. They've never played anywhere.
Well, besides Riverdale now.
Yeah, right. But that's... So, they own Josie and the Pussycats as well, which I don't know if that means they own Archie. Top Cat. It's the yellow cat with the top hat.
Yeah.
Captain Planet. I think
I loved that show with the rings. The kids all had the rings, and he was like this blue, teal, green dude, and they just like saved the earth
and
shit.
It's pretty much like a kid, very... Very G version of Power Rangers.
Basically. Even though Power Rangers is like G.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But, the
it's
only
cartoon
thing is
Power Rangers.
It's because the plot says other heroes of the Hanna-Barbera universe. That's why I'm thinking that Space Ghost and Captain Planet are really gonna be in it. Because those are like heroes.
What the hell is gonna happen in this movie?
It makes no sense, really. But it's gonna be awesome. I think Huckleberry Hound might be in it just because Scooby-Doo. Like, there'll be two dogs. You know
when
what
are
I mean?
We going to see a trailer?
No idea, but it was, like, the announcement that it's going to have other characters just came out today. They also own the Jetsons.
Nice.
The Flintstones. Johnny Bravo, Johnny Quest, Pink
yes.
Panther,
I was going to bring up Johnny Quest when I said Speed Racer.
Now... Here are the ones that they own that will not be in this movie. Cow and Chicken. I Am Weasel.
Well, that's part of Cow and Chicken.
Apparently it's their own shows. I don't know, it came up as separate things. It's weird.
Stupid Dogs.
Dogs? Yep, it's on here. Dexter's Lab.
That's so weird.
Pac-Man.
What? There was a Pac-Man show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess, like, I don't think they owned the rights to Pac-Man, but probably the cinematic or, you know, the visual TV shit. I don't know, there has to be some type of thing. And the last one's Adam Ant. I don't know if you remember Adam Ant.
I think so. He's like the ant that wears the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much all of the ones that we would know. It's going to be a weird-ass movie if they incorporate almost any of them, which they have to if they're making a universe. It's really weird that the one that they announced and they picked right away was Captain Caveman.
He's definitely going to be in the movie.
Yeah, because they announced that Tracy Morgan's going to voice him. But that's an interesting universe to be building.
Right? Like, how does Scooby-Doo even exist in the universe with those characters? When, like, Scooby-Doo exists in the real world.
Well, Scooby-Doo and Johnny Bravo have existed together.
Yo, my glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
I can't be seen without my glasses.
Those speed buggy was in that, too.
Yeah, see, and...
His stutter.
So, I don't know. I thought it would be a really interesting thing to just... let people know about and be prepared for, because like that's kind of awesome, like because they
well
cartoon...
of course if you watch that kind of stuff as a kid, of course,
yeah, because nothing new has came out with them, you know,
not at all.
Nothing I've said. Yogi Bear had a movie. Smurfs had a movie recently.
Yeah, I mean, many of those just didn't go anywhere after their cartoons.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo probably had the most publicity out of any one of those characters or shows.
Yeah, it's insane. But all right, that's kind of it for that. Just figured I'd throw that out there. Now, this is a really quick jump to game news, which we don't have to stick next to, but I just need to let you know as well that the Beat Saber DLC, the 10-song pack, has officially been announced to be coming out this March. So, in less than a month, it will be coming out.
So 10 more songs?
Yeah. It will be $10 for 10 songs, all originals.
Probably all originals.
Actually, not to
guy.
Lie. They're not originals as far as I know. These are all songs that were made by other people that are just going to get paid to have their songs.
Dude, remember when we were looking at the song list and I realized that like 3/4 of the songs were created by that one guy?
What was his name? Oh.
It beats me.
I know what you're talking about. Ford Mustang.
No, that wasn't him. That's a DJ. It's Mord Fustang.
Mord Fustang. And I was going to ask you if you ever watched Twilight Zone.
I never did. I think I've seen, like, the intro and stuff. Maybe I've seen an episode, but...
Have you watched Black Mirror?
No, but Joe Rogan has talked about that show, and apparently it's really good. And I was going to ask you about it because I saw the trailer for it on Facebook. I didn't watch it, but it's got that doofy-looking dude in it from Where the Millers.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
He's in it.
Here's the thing. Both of those shows, Twilight Zone and Black Mirror, they're shows where every episode is different actors, different story.
Okay.
So it's a one-hour movie, pretty much.
Just freaky-ass shit happens,
and they're
right?
All completely different concepts. Like, the first one's, I'm not gonna lie, the first one's not that good. It's a bad intro, in my opinion, to what the show turns out to be. Because Black Mirror is pretty much Twilight Zone, but about what technology is going to do for the future. And the second episode is like the unreal shit where life is pretty much a game, where you wake up and like you're in a glass cube and it's like a fake morning all around you, and then it's your avatar with your credits, and you go and you ride a bike, and that's how you get your credits. And like you spend credits on food, you spend credits on everything, and like you spend credits on changing how your avatar looks. And like it's this real fucked up version of what the world can end up being. And it's a really fucked up episode. But then there's other... The first episode, I would almost suggest skipping it and watch the one I'm telling you about now. Because that's a fucked up, amazing piece of art. The first episode is about, like... I don't know if he's a prime minister or something. And then he gets a threat that said they are going to, like... I don't remember what they said they're going to do. They're going to kill people or something if he doesn't fuck a pig on live television.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Who would ever release such a thing?
Exactly.
For the first episode, too?
That was the first episode. And then the second episode is what I'm saying. That's where it goes toward, is these technology things. Like, I skipped over a few episodes, and then I watched one where a girl wakes up, and she's in a chair. And she's like, I think she's strapped to a chair, or she's just like... Like, she like has, like, marks on her arms that she was. And she wakes up, she doesn't know what's happening. The TV's, like, all fuzzy and shit. And she, like, looks outside. Like, she doesn't know what's going on. She has complete amnesia, too. She goes outside, and then she's looking in, like, windows in, like, other houses. And then she sees people holding their phones recording her.
What?
Like, everyone she sees. And people start coming out of their houses and just start recording her. And she's, like, doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
That's cool. That's like trippy shit.
Exactly. Like, that's what horror should be. It's just fucked up shit. And when you find out what that is, too, it's almost worse. It's worse than you can imagine. But it's realistic. It's fucked up. So, the reason why I'm asking you if you know about Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele, the guy who did the trailer for... the guy who did Us. I don't know if he's writing it, but I know he's playing a part in the Twilight Zone TV show coming out. They announced that on the Super Bowl. There's a trailer for it.
They're remaking it?
They're making another Twilight Zone TV show. And it was announced today that Seth Rogen is joining the cast.
Which is he going to laugh?
I don't know. It's weird because it's supposed to be a serious show, but I'm sure he'll do something fucked up. You know?
Even if he just talks, dude, it'd be great.
But, like, I'm curious where that's going to go, because that's going to go a little bit more into the supernatural, not necessarily technology. I don't know. I'm not interested in watching Bandersnatch. It's just not really interesting to me to create your own movie. You know what I'm talking about? You know about Bandersnatch? It's a no. Black Mirror movie that's on Netflix where you control where the movie goes.
Okay.
I'm just not really too interested in doing it.
I would try something like that just for fun. You know, I would do it with other people just for fun. You know, like a social party type thing.
I think, like, the problem was that, like, there was a lot of hype for it. So people thought it was going to just be a fantastic movie, but it's not. It's just a cool idea, and it's not bad. at least that's what I've heard. I haven't done it. Maybe we could do it. But yeah, moving on from games.
It wouldn't hurt to do it and review it, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because it'll be short, and we're not going to, like, do every different path you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about movies, games, we talked about... Yeah, TV, and now another movie, Alita. Movies was not the one I was supposed to say, because we didn't talk about any movies yet. But, so...
Yeah, we did. We talked about that Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's why I said that. Makes sense. So, Alita Battle Angel.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. I don't know if you know, but a lot of people don't like it.
Well, I told you that Ex Machina on the internet, at least on whatever website I was on, has higher ratings than Alita. Granted, Alita just came out.
Yeah.
But still, I mean...
So
why don't people like it? Do you know?
I listened to some people's.
I mean, I give it a 9 out of 10. So one out of 10 of me doesn't like it.
Yeah, some people like really forget like didn't think it was great. Some people really did not like it, and they say that like the only compliment that they would give, and they would give it this compliment, like in Shining Glory, was that it looked fantastic. But a lot of people thought that the love and the character building all just felt fake. Like, there was no real connection between the characters, not including anything that involved Alita, because Alita was just kind of fantastic, but a lot of people thought that... I don't agree with this. A lot of people just said that her eyes pulled them out of the movie. That, like, it just literally bothered them that much.
That should not even be so a legitimate reason, because she's a cyborg.
Yeah, like, even, like, that's she's like not a, saying she's not a human being. Couldn't watch Avatar because they were Navis.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Like, that's a silly reason, in my opinion. But I do think that the whole relationship between her and Hugo was something that wasn't really necessary, and it did seem a little distant.
Yeah, but it seemed forced.
But it was almost like it had to be a part of the movie, you know?
Part of the anime. They weren't gonna take it out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they did a decent job. I mean, it's a movie. They can't dwell on things too much. The guy created her. So for the first 20 minutes of the movie, she acted like his daughter. She had responsibilities, you know. But then she realized that she's this fucking badass and no one can control her. And he didn't really stop that. If you notice that throughout the entire movie, he never really tried laying his foot down.
Yeah.
Maybe once.
He did tell her not to leave the house and she disobeyed and, you know, what? He didn't punish her.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
He was just trying to protect her.
He did not try standing in her way whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, kind of. He did say that he would not put her in that suit.
But he wasn't standing in her way. When he said no, she stormed off. Things happened.
Well, then she destroyed her body. That's the thing.
Yeah, but that was the thing. Like, he didn't really, like, stand in her way. Like, He didn't physically
get in front of her, try and hold her back. He was just protecting
her. And the whole time he knew what she was and where she came from. It was just kind of like him not telling her.
Yeah. So the budget of the movie was $170 million.
Well, there you go. They needed a bigger budget.
It's a surprisingly small budget, in my opinion, for how long the movie has been being made for. I don't know if you know, so James Cameron got the rights to it's called, actually, Battle Angel. Alita is the original name of it.
It's actually called Gum.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the name of the manga.
Yeah. Now, he changed it to Alita Battle Angel, and I don't know if you know, it's because, almost every single one of his movies either start with an A or a T. There's Avatar, Aliens, Titanic, Terminator, The Abyss, which is a T and A, Alita, trying to think of anything else that he did, but it's whatever. So he, for some reason, he's been doing that. A's and T's. So as of February 28th, so I think every week they update it, for the gross in the USA, it has earned $65 million. So that means it broke $200 million, and it's actually going to earn money. People thought it really wouldn't, because it is a big budget, and it's not a guarantee that people would go see that movie. Especially because people didn't know that it was really James Cameron, because I don't have his name on the top of my head, something Rodriguez directed it. And would you admit that it feels a lot like Avatar in, like, the storytelling and the cinematography, the pace? Like, it kind of had, like, has a vibe like Avatar in a way?
Not at all.
You don't think so? Really?
No.
I'm surprised.
I feel like the movie kind of felt natural, like Avatar did. You know, when you're watching Avatar, you don't, like, you don't think of it as this being some impossible universe. You know, you're watching it and you're immersed in the movie. You're totally with the characters, exploring this new place, and that's probably the only way I could compare them. But to me, I think they're two completely different movies.
Oh no, 100%. But I'm not even saying
two completely different vibes.
Well, see, like the vibe for me would be like exploring a new world. You know, like the. It's like how, like I was saying, and
yeah, but
I
they would didn't agree, even...
we even talked about how it was for Alita, how the audience feels the same way that she does with how she has amnesia, she's seeing the city for the first time.
Yeah, but in Avatar, there was way more in-depth exploration of the world.
100%.
These different landscapes, these different creatures, you know, these different like cultures and ceremonies, like all you really got to see was a city in Alita.
Well, they tried, you know. He did the
I'm not saying it
going
was bad.
To the bounty hunters and then doing the motor ball. You know, like there is a little bit of depth in the
yeah, but it's more confined because yeah. It's a city and not a world.
And also understand that's not his story. He didn't write that.
Yeah, of course.
So but I don't know how much he did for the movie. I know he helped. It's that simple. Like, he helped produce it. It was his movie. He had the rights to it, but he didn't direct it. I don't know if you knew, so I found out that the location, they're in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where the Iron City is.
Really? It's in Missouri?
Yeah.
See, I was curious about that, where on earth they were.
Yeah, I was...
They were in, like, the freaking jungle at one point, though, when they went to go... leave the outskirts of the city, they were in the fucking jungle.
You gotta think 300 years, well,
yeah.
More, you know,
it was 350.
Yeah.
Some change.
So, very overgrown.
Or no, 550. Look at the year 2650.
I don't remember. I should have that info. I have so much random shit. But, oh, and the other interesting tidbit is that it was filmed all on locations. Because, like, Avatar, along with the best example I would have is, like, video games. If they're doing motion tracking for a person, it's in, like, a white room with, like, white boxes, which they will digitally make look like a couch or, you know, whatever.
What?
And it's a fake location. That's how almost all of Avatar is. And I bet that is almost 100% of this movie, but it's not. Because this movie, they go on sets and they digitally add things. like her, where it's her with the face, you know, but then they put a fake CGI character over there. I don't know why they did it. I don't know if that made it cheaper or if it made it look better, but they did. That's I don't know, just kind of shows that technology is kind of pushed. It kind of freaks me out to think that now, if they can do that, that they can make anyone look like anyone. It pushes the boundary of just saying, like, well, what if we don't want that person looking like the actor? We could just make them look like, you know, impossibly skinny, like Alita, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just changing body figures to impossible standards. It's kind of crazy. Making a face that's not a real person, just making a perfect face. It's kind of crazy. But, it exists now. Very strange. But that is all of the entertainment news that I have for today.
That's everything you wrote down?
I didn't write much. Hey, what's 1, 2, 3? We talked about the US trailer last time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 different subjects to talk about.
I'm a blank slate right now.
Things to talk about. We could pull up questions. And I had one waiting. If life was an RPG, what activities would grant the most experience? I think graduating college would be a big one. You know, that would be like it's like a boss.
I got nothing on that.
I think a healthy shit would probably give you like five experience.
5 XP? I don't know. I'm gonna say like climbing mountains.
Oh yeah, reaching new heights.
Yeah, if you summit something tall enough, you might just get more XP than college.
Dude, stunts like in Grand Theft Auto, like doing some dope shit.
Yeah, like driving stunts.
I'm curious. Like, I think women have an advantage because I think giving a baby, like giving birth, I think that's a fucking. That might be the biggest thing you could, like, if there would be something in life that could give you the most experience.
I think every year, every birthday of your child, that the child doesn't die, you get XP. You know?
It's like an inheritance.
Yeah, like, you get initial XP from birthing the child, and then every year that the child lives, you get more XP. Yeah, and it just continuously doubles.
That's wild. I mean, it's dedication.
That's the thing, though, like, to get the initial birth of the child for that XP, there's still gameplay that comes after that. And you need to get XP for that, too.
Have you ever watched a video, which the visuals aren't too important, so it's actually going to be okay for the podcast, Life is a Video Game? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think so.
It explains what life would be like if it was a video game, if you would describe it as a video game. And it's kind of hilarious, because if you play games, then all of it just makes sense. And
I might have seen it. Is it an old video?
I don't know how old.
Remember real life GTA?
Oh my motherfucking, see, that's old shit. That's like OG YouTube.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I see new stuff like it now, and I'm
like,
you
know what I just thought about? Because I saw the IMDb app up there, we could easily just go on their website and look up movies, like upcoming movies, whatever fucking movies are on there, read the description or something about it, and just give our opinion on how it sounds, what it might be like.
Oh yeah, we just look up an actor movie that they're, yeah, absolutely. I didn't even realize
like that we could just flip through the upcoming movies and read their synopsis and say what we think about them. Life with Mac. Not Max, Mac. Life as a mommy. You get a lot of XP.
Yeah, right? All around the world, moms.
Life gaming with Kev. My roommate. Life simulator. Well, we'll go back to that.
Life simulator?
There's a little baby popping out the vagina. It was like cartoon.
That was not the right thing to type in at all.
Look at the baby popping out. Look at it.
Oh man, that's
Right now we're on YouTube looking up a video of what life would be like as a game for the people who can't see, which is all of
which
you,
is all of you.
because we don't record video yet. Gaming with Kev, gaming with Jen, gaming music.
Oh my God, gaming. What? How?
Did you type in life as a game?
Did I type in gaming life? Is that what I typed in before? Because that's a bad thing to type in.
I don't know. Life as gaming, that's what you wrote.
All right, I'm gonna do life as an RPG because I think that's what it is.
Life hacks. Life as Leela. Leela from Futurama. You'd only have one eye. It'd be pretty difficult. Life as an RPG.
Yeah, there we go. I'm happy I found it. That would have been sad if I didn't.
So, since the first playable characters came out, the devs have been working on a human player type for it seems like 3 billion years, and I haven't even
All right.
gotten to all the levels yet, but I've been pretty impressed so far, so I wanted to give a critical review of the current content. Now, if this is your first time playing, I definitely recommend picking one of the starting regions with lower difficulty, which I put in green here. All the servers are getting pretty overpopulated right now, so you can pick one of the yellow regions if the recommended ones are full. But
Pause
really try
it.
not to go for the areas in red unless you really know what you're doing or are just trying to
We gotta explain what's
speed
good.
run the game.
We gotta
Or if you're just
explain.
trying to speed run the game, which means die as quick as
We gotta
possible.
explain what's going on to the cast here, or to the audience. So, right now, the easier parts of where you can start this game are Australia, America, lower South Africa,
Canada.
North America, basically, besides
Yeah.
Mexico,
Europe.
Europe, and that's like.
No idea. What is that? Egypt? No,
No,
Egypt's
Egypt's in
in
Africa.
Africa. What is that?
It's like Saudi Arabia or some shit like that.
All right.
But those are basically the easier areas,
And
I'm
Japan.
assuming, because they're more first world type countries. And then our more medium type areas are like basically all of fucking Russia.
Most Spanish speaking countries, so Mexico, Brazil, Argentina,
Yeah, a lot of the northern half of South America. And
Russia.
there is parts of Europe, but closer into Russia and Asia.
Yeah.
And down into I don't know those countries.
India.
India?
Yeah.
That's
Oh no,
hard,
oh, I'm
hard.
sorry. Yeah, India's
The
hard.
places you will basically die are Africa, India,
The Philippines.
Central South America.
I don't know what's going on in the middle of South America that I don't know about.
Yeah, right. I mean, that must be like the dank ass rainforest up in there.
Yeah.
You can't survive in
And is
there.
that Panama?
Panama. I was gonna say that. That I see the canal from here. The
Yeah.
canal is a medium type level, but
Weird shit, and I don't know what that red
the
is in
bottom of
Europe, if that's
Mexico.
fucking Liechtenstein. But that's interesting.
So those are the ratings of our starting regions.
But yeah, in case it's a little confusing, this guy is going to be describing
Life
real
as a
life
game.
as if it's a video
A
game.
role-playing game.
Yeah.
Pretty much all areas are player versus environment zones, but there are a few player versus player areas around here. And if you really want to play on a private server, you can do that over here. But the admins aren't so great, and it sucks if you change your mind because after you're there, you can't leave, so I'd probably give it
I think
no.
it's South Korea.
Okay, at the start you have to choose a race, and in the past Caucasian male was definitely the most OP, but they've all become a lot more balanced in more recent patches, at least in the easier starting regions. But if you look at the race perks tab, still some nice privileges with this choice, so that's what I.
So, some perks for a white person. Faster travel time through airport security. Sometimes mistaken for a celebrity in Asian countries. When you're good at something, people attribute it to a skill. Racist slang terms, you aren't even that bad. Oh, racist slang terms for you aren't even that bad. Your character usually lives for the whole movie. When someone reads a post on the internet, their default assumption of who wrote it is you. That's true. You never, if you read someone online, you don't really just think that it's a different race. It's weird. Natural Arctic camouflage.
What was the perks though?
This is the perks.
What was the info?
It was like health. It was weird stuff.
I want to read
General
this. I want to
stats.
read this card. Caucasian male, Your play time is 80 levels, which I'm assuming is 80 years.
Yeah.
And your general stats are a strength of average, intelligence of average, your dick is average, and your height's anywhere from 5'8" to 5'11", with your weight being anywhere from 160 pounds to 200 pounds. Your weaknesses are prolonged sun exposure, so you're basically a vampire, and yeah, speaking other languages, non-EU players. And you're really prone to hair loss, and you can't rap. Rapping is a weakness for you if you're a Caucasian male.
That's sad.
A lot more balanced, more recent patches, at least in the easier starting regions. But if you look at the race perks tab, still some nice privileges with this choice, so that's what I went with. Okay, so once you've chosen your starting region and race, you have to go through a 9-month loading screen while your character spawns, and that already sounds bad, but what's even worse is that once you've actually spawned, you have to go through 18 levels of tutorial.
I think I remember this.
The first few of which are just interactive cutscenes. Even when you get to start moving around and interacting with the environment, what kind of sucks is that the only other users you really get to interact with are the two parent players that take you through the start of the tutorial. And the trouble is that they haven't advanced their parenting skill tree, you end up with really screwed up stats for the rest of the game. That's really just down to the RNG of who you get paired up with. So the first few levels of tutorial really aren't so memorable, but once you've made it to level 5 or 6, you've usually unlocked the friendship and knowledge trees, but you do have to spend around 6 hours a day at a learning academy to keep leveling that up. Okay, so as we get to about level 17 or 18, you basically finish the tutorial, and it turns out that the first thing you actually realize once you're done is that it had nothing to do with the rest of the game. And it turns out the whole tutorial is pretty much designed to sell you the college or university DLC, which is kind of overpriced for what you get, but if you decide to go for it, it can help you get a step up on free-to-play players in the mid-game. So the mid-game itself generally takes place between around level 18 and 65, where the two biggest focuses are on sustaining the newly unlocked relationship meter and generating in-game currency, which is usually denoted in dollars. So first of all, the relationship meter. This is the built-in drive to find a sexual companion, spend time with them, and reproduce. There are some factions where your parent players choose a companion for you, but in most of the Western factions, you get to choose yourself. You might think that this is a way better idea, but the problem is they also have to choose you. So it might sound better on paper, but make sure you think out the gameplay. Now, when it comes to generating in-game currency, the most common strategy is to trade your playtime for dollars. If you see most users during this process, while they're technically still actual players, the majority of them are running scripts, so they're typically AFK and are pretty much indistinguishable from NPCs. So because it's an MMO, there aren't really any distinct objectives, and generally sometime during the mid-game you have to figure out what it is that you want to do. Some players focus on their relationship meter, some on getting more dollars, some on really maxing out certain skill trees, and some struggle to figure it out at all. There's no right answer, really, just like any other MMO. I think your goal is to just enjoy the time you spend playing without ruining it for other people. Hopefully when you're a higher level, you can get to the point where you enjoy helping players who might be struggling. So when you do get to around level 65, they say you should be at the endgame content, but in practice, this is getting later and later all the time, despite the level cap remaining pretty much the same. But nevertheless, what's good here is that you generally have a pretty fulfilled relationship meter, your important skill trees are maxed out, you can generally spend the rest of your time exploring the map and doing the things you want to do. The trouble is that at this point, it can be hard to actually do those things because you start to experience a lot of bugs with your character. It's just because with the amount of variation in each user's programming, you can't expect it to function perfectly after so many iterations. Around level 80 is when you'll really start to encounter a lot of errors, until eventually the screen just goes black and your playtime is over. A lot of users wonder what actually happens at this point, and no one really knows. Some players think you respawn, some think you only get to play once, some even think you unlock a sandbox mode where you can basically just play over all the good bits on a special map. But you know, it doesn't seem to me like there's a big difference between before you start the game and after you finish, so don't overthink it, make the most of your playtime.
Yo, there's the red label.
What red label?
That we were talking about. We weren't sure what brand it was.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
Why did we bring up Life as an RPG? Oh, because we were answering the question what kind of experience you would get if Life was an RPG.
Yeah. Honestly, I think, I still think the college, yeah, it's in college.
Hey, that's what he said. If you do hunker down and you buy that college DLC.
Yeah, what it was like, it was like plus 10,000 knowledge, plus 10,000 skill, and it was minus 40,000 money.
It was minus?
Yeah. But about that. Oh yeah, that's because of the question. I see. Every time I go back, that's the biggest problem with this. It keeps on refreshing, so I have to scroll all the way back down.
40 minutes on this one already. Wow.
We talked about a bit. How do you get over a horrible thing that someone has done to you?
You go on an adventure. You take a pilgrimage. You take a nice long pilgrimage and spend some time alone with your thoughts, and you experience new things.
Some eat, pray, love.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Pretty much that. I'm pretty sure it's the story of someone getting heartbroken and she goes to, like, India or something. Or, like, some foreign country, and she prays and eats foreign food and just loves life and figures out there's, you know, a lot more to life.
I think that's a personal question because everyone's going to have their own type of outlet and their ideas of what will
that's the biggest thing. Make find them happy. An outlet.
Yeah, you know, you got to decide what's going to make you happy and what will work for you to get your mind and emotions past what has been done to you to hurt you.
What is a trend that died a long time ago but you love to this day? DDR.
That was a trend.
I think so. It was a very popular thing that everyone did for a while.
How about swooning?
Swoon, like the word?
Isn't that when you like try to like woo a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing anymore. Guys kind of just like go on the internet and look for women that have low inhibitions and wind up in relationships for a short period of time. And then it kind of just ends. But back in the day, man, you had to fight for that shit. You had to show that girl that you were the man she wants. You had to take your fucking jacket off, lay it in the puddle, open the car door for them, pull their seat out for them, take them on a date, whatever it may be. That was good shit. I remember it.
Do you know how the blind know when to stop wiping?
I saw that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. They just gotta, I guess, smell or lick the toilet paper.
Yeah, buddy. Alright, what is something from the 90s that needs to make a comeback? DDR?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, that's earlier than 90s. You know what's like a trend that I never, like, I don't know, I just never really liked? Silly bands.
Silly bands? That wasn't even 90s, though.
No.
How about those, I don't remember what they were called, but it was almost like, it was the thing you wore on your leg. And it spins around and you have to jump.
Oh, I don't know what that's called, but yeah, it's like a ball on the end.
Yeah, it was like a
pop something. I don't know. How do you think you're going to die?
Probably gonna get mauled by a bear.
I think liver failure. I'm not a huge drinker, but I think it's going to be my liver or my lungs just from smoking or drinking. Even if I stopped, which I don't expect to just stop right now,
it's
still going to affect my future.
But I don't think that's how you're going to die. But that's not for me to say. I'm supposed to be saying how I'm going to die. I think if I chance trying to go Super Saiyan 3... I might not make it. I might just kill myself in the process. You know, it takes a lot of power.
How much masturbation is too much?
I mean, you could easily say any masturbation is too much, or there is not too much masturbation.
I say if you're if
I think when you masturbate more, you get laid. How about that? That's a fair
Yeah, but what if you never
wager.
get laid?
Then you gotta get out of the fucking house.
I say don't. Oh, I don't even know. It's weird. If you don't masturbate more times than like you brush your teeth in a day.
Yeah, that's probably a good one too.
Like I think like don't two I think two is already pushing it. Three is like nah, don't I don't think so. I think if you're very lonely, two might be okay. I think one a day is not the worst.
Yeah, I don't think you should masturbate like as much as someone smokes cigarettes. You know what I
Oh
mean?
boy, yeah, imagine just like the
Every
second,
time.
jeez, you just
I just gotta go
just
rub one
dry,
out.
yeah, just like ghost fucking come. All right. What's a grudge that you're still holding on to that you'd like to vent about? Fifth grade. What the fuck is her
I'm
name?
sorry, Max. I didn't mean to do it.
Sarah Longior. Remember her?
Yeah.
Her and Emily fucking something. In my fourth or fifth grade, recess, intermediate school. You know how you can go under the stairs and there was that big spot under the stairs?
Yeah, I think so.
It was just like a very st weird flaw with the stairs that they built, and there was a
Yeah,
cubby.
it was where like they would let us out to go to the buses.
Yeah. So it was on the way out to recess, but you can go in and outside, so people would sneak under there. And they wanted to, both of them. And I was blocking it, saying they weren't allowed to because I got yelled at or something. Or
And
actually, I think it was because I wanted to go
you
in
guys were
there.
gonna do the dirty.
No, she threatened to kiss me if I wouldn't let them in. So, I
So you
mean,
said I'm not letting you
what?
in.
And I wasn't gonna anyway. And I'm like, okay, I'm just not gonna let you in. And then she kissed me, and I got 30 days of eighth or ninth period detention or whatever it is.
30?
30 days. It was a month of ninth period detention. Is it ninth or eighth? Whatever.
Intermediate school only went up to like 7th grade.
So I think it was eighth, which was like the
They
final.
bumped the 7th grade down to that school right before we were all supposed to go to high school. It was like 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then they
No,
bumped seventh
but
down.
the periods.
What?
Seventh period, eighth period.
I think you said grade.
No.
Yeah.
I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it pissed me off. That's a grudge I'm never gonna let go because they didn't get in trouble. I got in trouble for her kissing me for not letting them go somewhere they weren't supposed to go. Bullshit.
You should apply for the hall monitor position.
All right. How about you, though? Any grudges? Any
I hate
like
questions that I
childhood
have to think
grudges?
about, you know? Probably the fact that I gave my brother so many goddamn cigarettes when we were teenagers, and he never gave any of them back to
I'm
me.
still waiting for like quite a few cigarettes from him, which I don't want
The
anymore, but.
fraction is like probably like two to 10 or some shit like that of the amount of cigarettes he's given me compared to what I've given him.
People with nicknames, how'd you get them? Yeah, Louis Balls, how'd you get your nickname?
Honestly, my grandma told me I talked about balls a lot, and that was how the nickname came upon. And then once I found out I had three balls, I just wrote it out. She named me Louis Balls with an S, and then I took it upon myself to put both of those words together as one word and change the S to a Z.
Balls, yeah, you had to make it a username.
Yeah, damn straight.
Yeah, I don't have a nickname.
Your name's Wolfgang Schmidt.
Well, yeah, but that didn't come from Jack and shit. You just started. I'm honestly, there were so many names you probably did call me, but some just stuck,
I think
you know.
Marcus made that one up.
Wolfgang Schmidt.
Maximilian Wolfgang Schmidt. Rebar.
Rebar. I don't know if that counts. Appalachian Trail names. Got it from a dream, technically. Didn't know what it meant. Good enough. Yeah, see, the problem is now we're just going to ones that didn't get like any votes at all.
Fuck it. There's still
Say, how
questions.
is Bobby Hill now and what is he doing?
Bobby Hill?
Yeah.
What the hell, Bobby?
What the hell? took over his father's company.
What was his father's company?
Propane and propane accessory. Did you know that Spider-Man Into the Universe is already on DVD? Because we gotta see that. You gotta see it, man.
Do you know that today, I'm pretty sure today's the day that you can now watch Free Solo on the internet.
Oh shit, that was quick.
And that's probably a movie we should talk about for a minute.
Absolutely.
Alex Honnold, the one and only Free Solo master, climbed Yosemite, El Capitan face in Yosemite National Park. I don't know the details of the mountain,
but yeah, I don't know which route he took.
I believe it's a 3,000 foot climb, basically vertical, just 3,000 feet. Most mountains around here are about 3,000 feet. But there's no 3,000 foot drops probably anywhere on the East Coast.
No 3,000 foot rock faces.
Yeah.
And also understand that when we say that he climbed it, he was the first person to free solo, meaning no ropes, no backup at all. It's just him climbing a wall, him and his lone self.
With a chalk bag.
Yeah, it's kind of nerve wracking. He's kind of emotionless, and it's a weird thing.
When I was listening to somebody else talk about him, they were saying that on one of his many free solo climbs, he's such a humble person. He actually got halfway up a wall, realized that he had no chalk on him, and his hands were getting sweaty, and he obviously couldn't go back down because he was free soloing. So he came across a couple other climbers that were on ropes and whatnot. And he just casually asked the climbers if he could borrow a chalk bag, and he'd leave it at the top for them. When they got to the top, it'd be there. So he got a bag of chalk from them, continued his climb, and left the chalk bag at the top. He's definitely another breed of human. But whether you're into climbing, or you're into thrill-seeking, or extreme sports, or not, I would really recommend watching that documentary, because it really gives you a good idea of the lifestyle of someone that.
It's more than just like the sport and the act of climbing, because a lot of the movie is just normal climbing too. It's practicing for what it would be for him to free solo. But it's not just about the sport. Yeah, it's about the lifestyle of living as a climber.
And you really get you get into his head the best you really can, you know, because just from them following him around, you can kind of just get a feel of what's going through his mind. You know, he doesn't ever really talk about what's going through his mind, but you can see how hard of a time he has socializing with other people and being in relationships with women.
Oh, Jesus.
And just living a different life, and how he picks climbs apart, like how he has
that's what's phenomenal about him
his,
is that
his notes. Remember his notes in his notebook.
He'll know a route based on holds and remember what to do and what to do. He'll be like, oh, and then right after this, I'll have to put my foot into this arc in this spot to move my hand into a crimp to, you know, like he knows the whole route as if it's a formula.
And he'll almost describe it as an extremely vividly well detailed story. Not that you won't read it or see it, but you get a brief look at his notebook and some of those sentences that he does write out, and it's like he could probably just write an entire book or publish his entire journal and make money off of it.
I mean, yeah, Joe Rogan was even telling him he should do his own podcast. And just talk.
I hope he does start that.
Yeah, I listen to it.
He's an extremely environmentally friendly person. He cares about the planet. He cares about the environment, and he's not scared to show that. So Free Solo, check that out. Alex Honnold in Yosemite National Park.
Yeah, very good movie. Also recommend listen to Joe Rogan talking to him. It's a There's a lot of knowledge to spread in that, about climbing, about him, about solar energy. A lot of fun stuff actually in that podcast.
And it's not a long one. It was like, I think, an hour and a half long podcast, when most of Joe's podcasts are pushing 3 hours anymore.
All right, so quick check on how much time we have.
5 minutes.
5 minutes left.
How do we end it?
It's a good question. We can have an ending thing. Something that we always do at the end.
Well, we've been reading Ask Me. Ask Me Reddits.
What have we been reading?
No, what I'm saying, we've been going through questions on Reddit for almost 20 minutes like we did at the end of the last podcast.
Oh, so you're saying just, like, finish it with this?
We could, but I'm just saying, you know, that's what we've been doing.
It's true.
We did it last time. We're doing it this time. We only have 5 minutes. We still don't have an email address or perfect send-off message. And I'll be honest, this podcast has been a little dull compared to the first one, but we did bring up a lot of interesting things, you know, some upcoming films, some films that are already out, but...
We didn't talk about it too much, but Alita Battle Angel, highly recommend. Honestly, it's one of the only movies I can say that I'd recommend to see in 3D. It's just a great-looking movie.
Yeah, I mean, the movie just came out, so it won't be on DVD or anything like that for quite a while yet. So if you do get a chance to check it out, by the time we get our email address up and running, then you can just shoot us some feedback on what you might think of the movie, because obviously a lot of other people and critics aren't too phenomenal about it.
It seems... I don't want to say it's 50-50, but yeah, a lot of critics are saying that the writing wasn't great, but nobody is bashing how it looks or how the acting is, except her eyes, which is still just killing me that that's actually a problem with this movie. But it made money, so it's not gonna be a problem. You know, it's only been out for I think 2 or 3 weeks, so it's probably gonna be out still for another month or so. It's gonna make a lot of money back, and this is only USA, not China, not nationwide.
Apparently it did phenomenal in the Chinese box office.
Did it?
From all the articles I was seeing pop up on Google, the China box office did great with it.
And that's good, because it deserves it, especially because how long it's, like, I don't know if you know, but he got the rights to that in the 90s, and this has been in the talks of being made since the early 2000s. Jesus. And I think it was like 2012 or 2011, he announced it be PG-13. Like, that's how he is, it seems, you know? Same thing with Avatar. He's been writing that for way too long.
But this is all just a learning experience right now. I wouldn't expect anything crazy from these podcasts or anything too interesting for a few weeks, maybe even a couple months, you know. If it does get a little boring, feel free to drop us and tune back in after some time. But it's a bit of a new experience. We still have structure to build. This is all just kind of us being out on a whim. We never really took many notes so far, so probably I would say next week's podcast will be more interesting. We're both going to have a notebook full of pages of things to bring up.
Yeah, we're going to have to... I want to figure out if there's like a different... Like this example, like pulling up questions, just like a different type of subject to do. You know, like you were saying, like we could just pull up IMDb, bring up an actor and see what they're doing, like someone who hasn't done jack shit in a long time.
Or just even the movies that are coming out.
Did you, I don't know if you actually know this, the voice of young master whatever in Kingdom Hearts, like the Asian guy, the two guys playing chess, so not Master Zane or the guy with the black hair.
Oh, fuck. I can't think of his name.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's voiced by Drake Bell.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He looks like Drake Bell.
It killed me when I found that
Even in
out.
Birth by Sleep, has that always been the voice for him?
Probably not, because he's an old man in that.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like the one, he's like the guy with the mustache and.
Yeah, he's old. He's old in Kingdom Hearts 3. He looks the same.
No, like in the chess match, like when it's the two young
Oh, when they're
kids.
kids.
Yeah.
It's Drake Bell.
Yeah. So like that open, that monologue in the beginning with the two of them playing chess.
Not bad. We're at an hour.
All right, guys. Should we do one question to send them off?
Yeah, one more question.
All right. What is your all-time favorite book?
No,
All
not that question. But
right.
read books, please, and tell us what your favorite books are so that way we can tell you what we think of them.
What's a fun fact about yourself that you never get to share? I can juggle. That never gets into conversation, and I never really do it in front of people. But I guess that's a fun fact.
I'm boring.
It's not fun.
Huh.
We got fun facts.
Fun fact about me is that my name is Luciano and my father's name is Giovanni and his father's name was Luciano and his father's name was Giovanni.
Middle name is Giovanni.
Yes, but I'm probably also going to name my son Giovanni to keep the lineage
Oh,
of
hell
the
yeah.
names going. All
All
right,
right.
so if many of you guys have any fun facts that you would like to let us know about you, keep them in mind. We'll definitely have an email for you next week and
We'll have
just.
emails in the description as well, most likely. By the time these are posted online, we'll have an email.
All right, well then there you go. Feel free to email us about whatever the hell you want. If it's a weird smell that you like, or if it's something fun about you, or if it's just some feedback on how we're doing. Take care, and until next time, much love from Max and Lou.
Godspeed.